Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm so excited, as I always am when I bring on guests, because I'm very discerning about the guests that I bring on and share with you. Today, I have a really old friend on with me who we've never actually met face-to-face, but we've been chatting in the online space for years. Her name is Michelle Heck. She is a business coach and strategist. She's the real deal, and that's why she's been in my circles for so long. I love her content. I love her vibe. She's also very much into health and fitness and taking care of herself as we age. We are both not spring chickens. We're not over the hill yet, Michelle.
No, we're definitely not
20 anymore. So I wanted to bring her onto the show today to kind of have a different conversation. We're going to be talking about responsibility as business owners for any of you who are entrepreneurs that are following. We're going to talk about what it means to go from being a really driven, ambitious, high achiever and not get into that place of overdoing and burnout, and because we've both been there, and the cost of that. And God knows what else we'll get into. But Michelle, I would, first of all, thank you for joining me. Thanks for taking your time out of your day, because you're on the other side of the world. I would love for you to introduce yourself and share, you know, all the things that you do with my audience.
Okay, thank you. Firstly, thank you so much for having me on board. And it's so good to actually catch up face to face. We're on a time crunch, and I'm sure otherwise we'd be able to sit here and talk all day. So I call myself a high ticket launch and scale strategist, and I work with coaches, consultants, and experts. And so my sweet spot is helping coaches and consultants and experts figure out what their sweet spot is so that we can monetize it. And the sweet spot thing is critical to me, because if somebody is not in their sweet spot, they're having to labor too hard to sell the product and deliver the product. And that's when people can be drawn into selling things that aren't really aligned, marketing in ways that aren't really aligned, things like that. And I want my clients to produce outstanding results for their clients. That's my number one priority. And they can't do that if they're outside of their zone of genius or their sweet spot. So I help them figure out what that is. Then we monetize it with a high ticket offer. And the high ticket offer is like high ticket. We're not talking a $5,000 package. Usually we're talking $15,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 offer. But we make sure that it's worth it. And so we create these offers to create cash flow out of the gate, and then we scale it. I've got a product called the Million Dollar Mastermind Formula. That's my mastermind, and it's called She Mastermind, but we run that inside it. And so I help them to create their own mastermind so that they can work with clients over time. I've been running 12-month programs since about 2014, and I've also run four-week programs for a long time as well. And I've just moved out of the fast stuff because I go deep with my clients. You can't create transformation over 4 weeks. You can create a quick win. You can get people, you know, experiencing success. But you and I know over 12 months, things change. You'll be working with clients and you'll be like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, so we need to change it. Or they are using a strategy that works and then it stops working, and they've got to figure out how to be resilient, how to move to zig when other people are zagging so that they can produce a better result. And so for me, 12 months in my mastermind is perfect to do the work that we need to do, because I want them to basically know everything I know. I've been doing this 30 years and I've been online since 2003. So I want my people inside my mastermind to know everything that I know, because I'm good at business and I know how to you know, sell things, but I also know how to produce results. And that's the skill set that I want them to have. And I can't teach them that in 4 weeks. So yeah.
This is why I love you, because my coaching is also deep and my clients stay with me for a significant amount of time. I've got clients that have been with me now for over 2 years. Yeah. And it's not because they're broken and need fixing. They value the support that comes from a high level coach and getting results, right? Getting results. And there's so many coaches out there that do want to sell these like quick fixes, but it ultimately doesn't serve the client long-term. So I love that you've committed to doing the work the way you work best, because that serves your clients best.
Yeah.
But I also recognize that there's probably a story of overworking in your life that kind of led to where you are now in your business. So I'd love for you to talk about kind of your journey of where you started way back in, what did you say, 20?
Yeah, I've been online since 2003.
2003, yeah.
Yeah. It's so interesting. So I'm at a really good place in my business. Like I run my mastermind. I'm about to launch. I know we're going to get to my book in a minute, another program around that. I've also had a lot of experience and success in selling from stage. So creating events, running a workshop and selling from stage. So I've got a business, like a new product that I'm launching next year called Coach on Stage. Loving that. So I mean, you know, when you're in the creative zone and everything just feels so easy and effortless and you're just inspired by everything, I'm kind of in that place. I didn't start there. You know, So my first online business was that one in 2003, which was an online fitness business. So I was there was only three online personal trainers in Australia at that time. I was the third. And I started, this was before apps, this was before webs, you know, like the way that we have it now is so easy. Like, oh my God, having to know how to code, and it was just a nightmare. It was a nightmare. Anyway, but I was very good at getting press. I just had this list of people and magazines and newspapers that I wanted to get in, and I just had a system. I developed a system for my own PR, and I got a lot of exposure that way. And so like I created something amazing, but it was killing me. So it was the way that I would develop my programs is I would send out the programs in a spreadsheet. And so my online clients would come on board, they'd get this spreadsheet. It was periodized over 12 weeks. I'm not the best trainer. I'm the best mindset coach. And I get them, you know, to adhere to the product and all that stuff. Anyway, but Monday mornings, I would have up to 150 online clients. So guess what my Mondays were?
Oh, my good Lord.
About 100 emails.
Yeah.
Of people telling me, I don't like cottage cheese. What can I have instead? You know,
and I remember these days. I've literally like, our journeys are so similar. I remember these days.
Yeah. And so like, I'm lucky to have four emails a day right now, because that shit did my head in. Like I would be like, okay, slap myself right in the face. Okay, it's Monday. But I'd be thinking about it from Sunday, you know, and I'd sit down Monday and I would just pump through these emails and just get back to everybody. And it was, you know, pretty labor intensive, but I loved my work and there wasn't any other way to do it. And so that for me felt like it didn't feel fun. It didn't feel fun anymore, because the more successful I got, the more burnt out I was becoming. And it wasn't like I wasn't digging ditches, right? It was like Mondays, I would spend 6 or 8 hours at my desk going through emails. It's not huge amount of work, but the drain, the toll that it took on me, and the repetitiveness of the questions. And so I developed a different product called Rip It Up Challenge. And it's like, okay, these people are amazing. But Michelle Bridges, she was our Biggest Loser trainer over here. She released a program called 12WBT, and that blew us all out of the water. Any online trainer, like, we may as well just shut up shop, because she had like an app, for God's sake. Like, you know, we didn't have that stuff. And so then I decided, okay, she's servicing my market. I'm going to service a different market, people that don't need me as much. And so I developed a product called Rip It Up Challenge. And I called it the toughest online challenge for the toughest fitness challenge for women in the world. And so I could validate that, because what I did is all the online fitness trainers that I knew that were fit, I'd send them the program and I'm like, put yourself through this and tell me how hard it is. And they're like, it sucked. And I'm like, awesome. And I knew I had a product, and people were not asking me the cottage cheese question anymore. You know, it was just a different market. And my background, I don't know if you know or not, is in martial arts. I have my fifth degree black belt. I'm a Hall of Fame inductee. I own martial arts schools for years. And I like that alpha kind of energy around stuff. And the Rip It Up Challenge kind of did that. So that was just a breeze. Like, I had a Facebook group. They got the programs. They could download them. They were PDFs. There was no bespoke stuff. It was all just, here's the program, figure out which level you're at and go for it. And so that was better. And then over the years, I'm good at business. And I just became more and more and more interested in the business side of things. And then when I was getting my businesses to be very successful, I moved into like very much into business coaching. And so the first business coaching that I did that was niche based was, I had opened a martial arts school. It was a taekwondo school, and it's the only one of its kind in the world. I guess, obviously, in countries where men and women can't interact together, like they may have it, I don't know, but it was a women's only martial arts school. And only women could attend. And it was like the love of my life, because you can just imagine, right? The type of women that were drawn to it. They were leaving abusive relationships. They were starting businesses. They were just so empowered. Martial arts is like my first love. And so I'd owned martial arts schools for many years before that. But that one was at capacity within 6 months because of the niche marketing. I nailed the marketing. And so I sold a product called the Honorable Martial Arts Entrepreneur. And it was a high ticket coaching program. It was 5 months, $10,000 for 5 months. So it was my first high ticket offer. And I had an in-person event. I had a webinar based program. I had a downloadable program. That was my first. I'm jumping all over the place, but I made a commitment with that business. It's like 1 year. I'm going to give this 1 year. And this was the first time I executed an online strategy from start to end and got to see what happens when you commit for a full year. And so I did the 5-part video series. I did this and I did that. And I just marketed perfectly. And I believed in the product so much because I'd already had it. I had a niche-based martial arts school where I only served the market that I wanted to serve. And that was very successful. But I was finding myself, I've always looked younger for my age. Like, I'm my next birthday, I'm 55 in about 5 months. And yeah, I've got the filter on, but I've always looked young for my age. And we're going back 12 years ago now when I did this. So I looked even younger. And the majority of martial arts school owners are old white men. Yes. And so, you know, I had to work very hard to cut through. And there was a lot of tire kickers in that market, because what happens with martial arts school owners is they're not great business people typically. They've been good martial artists, and their instructor is like, oh, you can open a club under me, or I'm going to give you my club. And they're great at that, but they're shit at business. And so they're not in the mindset. It's better now, but they're not in the mindset of investing in their business and business coaching to make it better. They just weren't. And so it was hard work. So then I moved into the female entrepreneur market. I created my brand, then became The Art of Kicking Ass Elegantly. And I wrote a book and I branded that way. And I love that brand. And I then decided I was going to service female entrepreneurs in the service space. No, female entrepreneurs. And it was like, take my money. So I'd been working in this market that was like fighting tooth and nail for every sale, to suddenly everybody throwing money at me because my product was so compelling. And I launched with the 12-month mastermind product. And I had, like, I think when I launched the Honorable Martial Arts Entrepreneur, the live day that I had that day, I made about 30,000 that day. And that was in 2012. Like, who was doing that back then? And then in 2014, when I launched The Art of Kicking Ass Elegantly and that mastermind, I did 200K.
Wow.
And it was like, oh my God. And then I started to run programs on how to do what I just did. And that was successful. And then I launched the online version of that. And it was very, very successful, but I made a lot of mistakes. I took anybody. And I had moved from this place of where I was working with martial arts school owners. And while they were stingy, like, they were people who kept their word. Yes. They took responsibility. And suddenly I was working with people who were making excuses, who were lying, who were whinging and complaining and bitching about stuff. And I'm like, who are these people? Like, is this how people operate? And then I realized, oh, these aren't martial arts people. This is the general population. Right. And it sucked. And it sucked so bad. And so then, but it taught me something valuable. And that lesson was, I need to be really clear about who I will not work with and who I will work with. I've got to get really clear about that. And so I didn't do the typical like customer avatar where they've got to earn a certain amount, drive a certain car, watch certain television shows. It was just like, who do I love hanging around? And that was how I had created my women's only martial arts school. It's like, if I'm going to do this again, who do I want to spend my time with? And it was like, it's just the adult women. Okay, I'm going to build a school around that. Everybody told me I shouldn't do it. I was cutting off most of the, you know, half the population. It had been my most successful school. And so I just applied that same principle. It's like, okay, I started this and it made me a lot of money, but I am like, they're demanding. And I was losing the will to live. And so
that's what I wanted to hear. Like, what was the cost? Because we can get so into this, like, I don't want to say chasing the money, because as business owners, we're meant to be profitable. Like, we're meant to make money. But we can get into these like pleasing and wanting to cater to everybody. And it comes at such a huge cost to our energy. So I wanted to hear about what was that impact for you. And then, you know, what were the things that you really needed to let go of that really allowed you to step into more ease and flow? Because your brand really now is about so much ease. At least from where I'm standing watching you, right? And I've watched you for a lot
of
years.
Absolutely is. Yeah, yeah. So what had to change was, one, the type of people that I would work with. Mm-hmm. So, like, to give you an idea, right, back then when I ran that mastermind, it was a mix of group and one-on-one. And I would have people messaging me at 11 o'clock at night, is this image better than this image for my Facebook post? And
it's going back to the cottage cheese again.
Oh my God,
it was going back to the cottage cheese.
100%. But I answered it because they were paying me a lot of money and I felt responsible, you know? So I had to create boundaries. I had to think about who I wanted to work with and who I didn't want to work with. But to give you an idea, that was the level of demand, right? And now my private clients pay me $15,000 for 4 weeks. I don't hear from them in between the calls most of the time. And our calls usually go for half an hour or less. So, like, we're talking, like, in a 4 week period, we're talking not even, you know, maybe 3 hours,
right?
You know, and because they are people who use me at the highest level,
right?
They don't use me like Google, and they respect my time and they value me. So when I get off those calls, I'm so high on life and so are they, and they know what to do and they get results. And if they want to spend 6 hours with me, or if they need more support in between, I'm going to give it to them, but they just don't need it. And I love that so much because it tells me I'm working with the right people. But as I say, they're like, oh my God, thank you so much. And they're not like, oh, I'm not getting my money's worth kind of people, you know, like, they're not watching the clock. Like, hang on, it's 59 minutes. I've still got 60 seconds left. Right. You know, I don't coach well like that. I don't coach to a clock. If it needs to go for an hour, it'll go for an hour. If it goes for 15 minutes, it goes for 15 minutes. And so the way that I got from there to here was just, figuring out who I want to work with, the types of people. And I got clear. It's like, they're people like me, you know,
what did you need to personally let go of? Because
Yeah.
There would have had to be massive identity shifts, right? Because as women, we get into wanting to please and yes. feeling guilty if we're not delivering all the things. So yeah, I'm really curious about that because you had to make those shifts because you would have completely bottomed out, which I'm sure you were close to yeah. bottoming out. How did you yeah. move through that?
Yeah. So it was exactly as you said, it was letting go of over-delivering because I felt like, and this is, you know, what I have to coach a lot of my clients around. They want to keep giving more. The higher they charge, the more they want to include. And I'm like, don't do it. Do not do it. And so I did. I had to get really clear about what is the value that I bring? And the value is not in giving more stuff and overwhelming people. My value is in simplification and like unwavering love and support and dedication to my clients. They're the two things. And it's like, okay, so I don't need to be on call 24/7 because my market's been global forever. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be available 24/7 to be of value. I can be of value by holding strong boundaries, by leading and role modeling how this gets to be. And so that's what I did. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's what most of us need to do is understanding that the value we deliver to our clients often, I know in my containers as well, is what I'm modeling for them.
Yeah. And even recently, right, going back even as far as 3 months, and I've been doing this a long time, I had this moment inside my mastermind on one of our calls, and I freaking love those calls. And I remember like I got a little bit teary and I can't remember what stemmed the conversation, but it was moving people through the things that they needed to move through. And I said, you know what I'm realizing? For a decade, I've based my value on the fact that I can get you results fast. Like I can get you an ROI fast. And I said, but what I know now is that that's not what you guys want. I'm pushing you to get the ROI because it's like, I want to prove that I can show you how to make money because not enough business coaches do that. That they're not committed to the ROI, but I became like overcommitted to the ROI and I'm pushing them and pushing them. And they're like, I just need a little bit more time. And I'm like, no, you don't. Like, and I'm like, yeah, you do. And then they all took turns in basically saying to me, the value isn't in the results. We know we're going to get the results. The value is in you and what you bring for us. And the fact that when we don't believe, you 100% believe. And the simplification and the things that they're learning. And as I said at the start, teaching them everything that I know. And that was such a wake up call because it was like, yeah, I've got to stop making my value be about the fact that I can show you how to make money fast, because that's actually not the value. That was the value that I brought to my 4-week programs. And we can definitely do that. But I'm building legacies. We're developing mastery over time and excellence. We're building brands that will stand the test of time, and that takes time. And that took the stress off me because I feel a lot of responsibility. I'm expensive. So I take a lot of responsibility. When people invest in me, I want to get them earning money so they're not stressed about money. Like that's the number one thing that I take responsibility because coaches, not enough people do that.
Right. And this is part of what we wanted to talk about is this responsibility in coaching, because the online space, I guess, because I'm immersed in it and you're immersed in it, we see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we do.
And I see a lot of coaches that, what did you say? What they're saying versus what they're selling isn't yes. congruent.
Yeah.
And there's no responsibility on the coach's part, right? So, And a lot of clients aren't taking responsibility for their role in putting themselves in these containers. And the reason I wanted to bring you on is because, like I said, we've kind of been swimming in each other's circles for a lot of years. I am yeah. somebody who takes a long time. I will watch somebody for a long time to see if they are who they say they are, because yeah. there's so much garbage out there. And some of the stuff I've been seeing, why I wanted to bring you on is because I'm like, okay, I know Michelle is the real deal. I love watching what you're building. I love what you've been stepping into. I love what you just said about recognizing that you are tying your value to how quickly you could get people results. Whereas that's, you know, so often we have to untangle ourselves from where we've placed our value. But I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the garbage that is going on online without, you know, naming coaches. But I mean, there are literally things online now where it's like, here's the secret offer. Give me your money. And once you pay me your money, then I'll tell you what it is you bought. And it blows my mind. So me as a discerning consumer sits back and says, this isn't a, like a secret, like candy bag. This isn't like dime store candies that I'm getting on the other side of this. Like, I have no idea what I'm purchasing. Yet yeah. So many women are getting lured into this. But when I say lured, right, this comes with a disclaimer, because every single one of us has the ability to say no and not get hooked into this. So I'm really curious your perspective is like how women are getting pulled into these kind of because I haven't been inside of them, but I've heard a lot of them are quite toxic and they kind of chew women up and spit them out. How are women getting pulled into this? And also, where does that responsibility lie for coaches who are looking for coaches, whether it's a business coach or a lifestyle coach or a, you know, fitness coach, whatever it may be? Where is that line for people? Like, how do we discern between like, just this is good marketing versus this is a quality coach?
Yeah. Oh my God.
I'm going to sit back and let you riff.
Yeah. So, I mean, from a coaching perspective, I don't want clients that are going to pay me and they don't know what they're going to get. Like, who are you going to get? Who are the clients that you're going to get? Why are people buying? They're getting caught up in the hype. But you can't blame the coach. I mean, the coach, ethical or not, right? You can't ask a cat to be a dog. You know what I mean? Like, they are who they are and they're doing things the way that they're doing them. And unfortunately, especially if somebody has mass exposure, when people see it working for them, they're like, oh, that looks like a good idea. Remember back when B-School first came out?
Yes.
Every fucking website looked like a B. You're like, oh, that's a B-Schooler. That's a B-Schooler. You just knew, because it was like these little lambs following the shepherd and nobody was doing their own thing. And so it's the same sort of thing. But okay, so the coach is going to say what the coach is going to say. The coach is going to build up the hype and they're going to do whatever they're going to do, right? Good for them, like whatever, right? But if you're watching a live stream, and the spiritual business coaches, don't even start me on the fucking spiritual business coaches, because they look cultish. There's one that I've seen recently and her Facebook profile image, like the banner is, she's in white with the light shining down like she's Jesus, and all of her disciples are wearing white flowy gowns as well. And it's like, hell to the no, am I investing in a cult? But if you're buying that stuff, like, you've got to take responsibility for it. If you go on a live stream or you sign up to a live stream event and over 5 days, somebody is indoctrinating you in their hype and you buy into it, shame on you. Because if you buy and you expect something different on the other side of that, like, you're mad, because you're not going to get something different. If somebody's showing you, if they're showing you they're selling on the energy and the hype and the dream, but there's no, you're not sensing strategy, don't think you're going to get it on the other side of it, because you're not. Right. You're not. And so think about, you've got to do your due diligence, but also you've got to ask yourself, don't buy in the moment, sit back and ask yourself, why do I feel compelled to buy this? And a lot of it is going to come down to, because the energy, because the pressure, like the pressure of the energy, and because I feel like I can have what she's got, because she knows the answer. And because she did it for herself doesn't necessarily mean he, she, they are going to be able to do it for you. And so break it down. Like, what did they actually teach me? What do I actually feel like I came away with other than feeling good? Because if there's nothing there, handing over your credit card and buying the program isn't going to give you a different outcome. And so if you don't mind, I'm going to segue into the marketing.
Yes, please.
So because that's what we're talking about, right? People buy because of the marketing. And, you know, you and I have spoken about this in Messenger, and it's something that I'm really committed to having an impact on in the coaching industry. And that is the way we market. And yeah, I've got the Dior bag. I've got that bag. Like, why do you think I have these things? Because it's good for business, right? That's how we grew our brands back in 2016, 2017. And back in the day, you know, I remember getting on a business class flight, letting people see it, you know, walking with my handbag and all the rest of it. And people see that and they're like, oh my God, she's the, you know, she's really making it happen. And people want to see credibility, right? They want to see you're not just full of shit and you actually are making the money. And the way we do that is that stuff, right?
Although there are a lot of people toting those things who aren't making the money and don't have the strategy. It is very like smoke and mirrors.
I'm getting to that. So back in the day though, those of us that were doing it back in 2016, 2015, early 2017, like it was legit. There weren't a lot of people that were doing it. And usually I think back to those coaches that I was following back then and like hanging around with, and they were legit, but now it's not. And so it's not the same as it was back then. Like, we wanted to inspire people and we wanted to let them know this is what's possible because it was true, right? But now you could pay $100 for that thing and not let it be real. Or you can, you know, my favorite thing is the private jet where they pay $500 to sit on the tarmac or stand in front of the private jet making it. Like, if I'm flying on a private jet, if I'm showing a photo of a private jet, you bet your ass I've actually flown on it. Like, I haven't. But you know what I mean? And so I made this commitment just a few months ago that's like, I am not marketing lifestyle anymore because it's a competition on lifestyle.
And well, it's gotten to this place where it's an actual repellent now. Like, it's a repellent for me when I see that. I'm like, and it's not that I don't want to see people living their best lives, but when they're marketing based on that, I'm like, there's got to be more depth to you because that I'm not buying anymore.
No. Exactly. And so for me, the question I made the commitment, I'm not marketing the lifestyle anymore. I'm done. Because, you know, Seth Godin speaks about the race to the bottom and he talks about that on pricing, right? I think the race to the bottom right now is to keep marketing on lifestyle. So for me, I ask myself, if you can't market your business around business class flights and handbags and shit like that, like, what's left? And it's like, oh, the actual message, what coaching is actually about. And so I just, you know, I feel like I've been very aligned in my marketing and I feel like it's a true representation of my life, right? But I still don't want to play that game anymore. And so I've made the commitment that like my stories are dead right now because I can't make myself do it. I can't make myself say, hey, I'm at the gym, or here's me on my walk again, or here's me staying at this fancy hotel, or I'm just not into it. And so I'm having to get really clear about what do I want my brand to be about and what do I want my message to be about. And, you know, if I'm using my business brain and my marketing brain, what's going to set me apart? And it's like not doing that. And so, you know, I have my words there: quality, excellence, mastery, global, simplicity. Like, they're the things that are important to me. And that's what's leading my message right now. And I want to encourage coaches to not be pulled into playing the game, right? And I want you to ask yourself that same question. If all of that's off the table, how do I market? And, you know, the bro marketing thing does my head in. So you won't see me marketing like a bro marketer. The lifestyle competition marketing is not my thing. So I'm not doing that anymore. And you kind of get pulled into the competition, right? Whether you want to or not, like you just feel, And I'm not a sheep by any stretch, but it just felt like what we had to do. And, you know, sometimes we wake up and we're like, hang on a minute, who made the rules about this? And why am I doing this? And it doesn't feel good anymore. And so I just made that change. And so I would encourage all coaches to think about, if all of that smoke and mirrors bullshit is removed from the equation, what's left? What's the real message? What is the coaching really about? And your people are going to appreciate it. Yeah.
And I think that that is really what is needed right now with the market the way it is, right? Like, you have like the garbage stuff is gone. Like, we're over the bro marketing. We're over this toxic women bonding marketing, whatever it is over here. If you want to be a legit business that is here for longevity and legacy, you actually have to get good at branding and marketing and knowing your message. And this is something that it's, at least for me, I think it for you as well, it's never a one and done. It's constantly in motion and refining and all that stuff. But what I love about you and just in hearing your stories is this is really what you do. Like, your brain is constantly pivoting and looking for where those holes are, where those opportunities are, so that you can stand out and continue to lead. And I love that you're doing, you know, this high ticket coaching. You were doing high ticket coaching before anybody was doing high ticket coaching and getting people results.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have a problem around investments, but if I'm going to pay somebody $100,000, there better be results on the other side of that, right? Like, I need to know that I'm going to get an ROI. And I see so much garbage out there where it's like, what, like, I don't even understand your message. I don't understand what you're saying to me. You're speaking in this like gobbledygook language. That what are you selling? What am I buying? What's on the other side? And this is, you know, going into that, a lot of these spiritual coaches, and not to knock them, because I do think energetics in business is important.
I agree. Yeah.
You have to pair the energetics with some actual strategy, right? It's like going into the gym without a plan. Will you be a healthier person? Yes. Will you see results? Questionable. Like, you'll be healthier, but if you're actually trying to create results, you have to have a plan you follow. So on that note, because I know we got to wrap at the top of the hour, so your masterminders are, you know, waiting for your brilliance. Can you talk to everybody about your book and how they can, like, what's in your book? What can they learn from it to get a bite out of what it is you do in the world?
Yeah. So this book, oh my God, I get tingles whenever I think about it, because it is that good. And I don't say that, you know, I'm like, my other books, I've written three other books and they're out there. I never talk about them because anyway, whatever, right? Like, people loved them and they were good, but I just feel like, no, this, I've got a better book. And so this is the book. It's taken, it took 16 months to write, and it's basically a handbook for taking your coaching business to 20K months very, very quickly, and but built on a strong foundation. So the first chapter is all about the identity shift you need to make to move into that space. And so I'm always at the edge. I, quick backstory, I was that kid that grew up in domestic violence, poverty. There was sexual abuse. I left school at 14. I was told I had to leave school at 14. I moved out of home when I was 16. I'm self-taught everything.
We have so much in common. It's like absolutely ridiculous. Anyway,
yeah, most women entrepreneurs that I know, we all got the story, right? Yeah. And so for me, I'm always at my edge. Like, the success that I experience every step of the way still not shocks me, but I'm still like, it rattles me, you know, and I've got to catch up. And so I could be probably 100 times ahead where I am right now, but my mind can't let me go there until I've integrated. So it's like, I reach a certain level of success and I sit there for too long. I'm getting better at it. And then it's like, okay, now I'm ready for the next level, but I know I've got to send my mind there first. I've got to integrate it first. Otherwise, doesn't matter what strategy, doesn't matter what I'm selling, it won't work. And so the mindset piece is critical. So the first chapter is about that. And there's some really awesome exercises in there to help you get into like that mindset. And then the second section of the book, so it's in three sections. So the first section is mindset. The second section is, I talk about creating the recipe for your own success cake. And I go down this rabbit hole with that analogy, and then I have to like pull the pin on it. It's like, I have a really good sense of humor, so you'll laugh through the book. But I'm basically saying we need these four things in our business, but you're like the, so for example, visibility and messaging is one thing, right? And like how you do that is going to be so different to how somebody else does it. Like you get to choose how to do this. And so it's a formula, but it's not a formula where you have to do Facebook Lives and you have to do this and you have to do that to generate leads. Like it's very, like here are all the ways that you can do it. Pick one. And so I get them figuring out, okay, I need these four things, and I give them choices. Like I'm not giving them a million choices because then people overthink. And so when it comes to lead generation, it's like you do this or you do this, pick one, like, and we're going to make that one work. And so it's very, I like to simplify things. So it's like, okay, this is how you know you've done this step. This is how you know you've done this step. This is how you know you've done this step. This is how you know you've done this step. Now we're going to test it. And so the third part is where we take everything that we've done from that middle section and we develop our action plan. And we develop a timeline, you know what the strategy is. So essentially that final chapter is your blueprint for launching and taking it to 20K months within 6 months.
Yeah. That's amazing. I watched your launch party and I'm so proud of you because I could see how moved you were by it as well, right? And I always look for those type of things in people, like, again, being real.
Being real. I've done a lot of crying on the internet over the years.
I love it. This is so like random, but one of my favorite videos you did, I think you were putting on like, you're like, I'm learning how to use highlighter or that. I was just like, oh woman, you're speaking to my heart because I have no idea how to use half the stuff that is on the market today. Right. So I love that you're infusing those things into your business now and really letting people see you beyond the Dior bags and stuff. Like I've personally really enjoyed watching your evolution and I'm really excited about your book. So what's the name of the book? Where can they buy it? And where can people find out more about your mastermind and all the amazing coaching services you offer?
Yeah. So the book's available on Amazon in print and Kindle. And it's called Make Your First Six Figures in 6 Months as a High Ticket Coach. My website's michellehext.com. So if you can't find the title of the book, if you put Michelle Hext into the search bar in Amazon, it'll come up for you. And my other books, buy that one though. You'll get the book and you can find out about my mastermind on my website. But come and visit me on Insta. So if you've listened to this podcast and you've liked what I've had to say, same name, Michelle Hext, come and find me on Insta and let's have a chat. Because I love to hear when my message gets out there, my lawnmower man is there. And I just love to, like you, Lisa, we live for impact, right? We live for the impact. I want to know if anything that I've said has helped turn a light on for you and just made you feel better about the industry, I guess, because there's a stat in our industry, in the coaching industry, that less than 5% of coaches will make six figures in their coaching business. And it's going to be a $1 trillion industry by 2027. And those same 5% will be making the money. And so I hate that for this industry. I hate it. I want to move the needle. That book is the needle mover. I have one of the ladies in my mastermind. She has access to me in the mastermind. She's doing my mastermind. She actually came to the book launch party. She said to me on our last mastermind call, that book changed me. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want. That book, if we can get it out there and get it going viral in the industry, it's going to be the thing that moves the needle on that because my strategies work. Like I am a strategist. That's what I do. And it is going to move the needle if we can get it out there. So I really appreciate you having me on board and exposing the book to your market because your listeners, because I know that every time I do something like this, it helps.
It does. And, you know, I want women to be successful because I think that, you know, when women have more wealth, we spend our money differently, we invest differently, and we have the power to impact the world differently. And now, my God, there's bad stuff going on in the world. As women, we have a responsibility to do more than just like nurture and love. We have the ability to earn more money so we can have impact in the places that we really need to have impact. We can vote with our dollars. We can buy our own damn politicians to change the world, right? But we have to get out of our way.
Yes.
We have to be willing to do the things. So if you are an entrepreneur and you're not making money yet, take a look at the strategies you're using. Make sure you're working with a quality coach who is a strategist, if that's where you're at in your business, to help you execute on what things need to get done to move the needle in your business so that you can be in a very different place 6 months, a year from now. So it was my pleasure to highlight you because, again, there's just so much garbage out there. I'm like, I need to bring her on the show so people can see that there are really quality coaches who've been doing this for a long time who actually have results behind their name.
Yeah. And even, you know, the strategies in that book and the strategies that I share with my clients, sometimes it's, you know, there are people out there that are already earning multiple six figures, but they're doing it the hard way. Like, my way is so simple. The amount of coaching hours I have, most of it's group, I'm lucky to do 4 hours a week. Like, I don't do very much. I spend Mondays doing my marketing, you know, my content. I do Tuesdays recording some videos and doing some admin stuff. Thursdays I run calls, and like, I'm lucky to work 16 hours a week.
Right.
You know,
well, you're definitely expanding even my, I'm like, ooh, this is really good because my business has done very, very well. And I'm like, what else is available? What else can I step into? So I'm going to grab a copy of the book. I'm going to read it, and I'm still circling in your orbit. I'm in your orbit.
Yeah.
I'll let you go to Coaching Mastermind. Thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to connect with you finally face to face via Zoom. Face to face.
Yes.
And, if this episode resonated, please make sure you check out Michelle Hex on Instagram. I will put all her details in the show notes. Grab a copy of her book. And make sure you head over to Instagram and tag her and tag me. Share this episode with somebody who you know needs it and help spread the word. And let's all become more successful together. So thanks for being here, Michelle.
Thank you.